Peace, love, and blessings to everyone here. This is JD. This is In Living Black. This is episode 162. I'm here with a beautiful brother. I'm here with two beautiful brothers. Bari, go ahead.
Young Yara.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
And your man, Ron. Your man, Ron. That's what else gonna say, bro?
Yo, we had, you know, a pre-discussion, you know. I feel like everybody that comes up here, they get a little bit nervous, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The mic comes here, the camera's on, the lights is heavy, you know what I mean?
And
you know what I mean?
The pressure is on. It's just like a lot.
So your head kind of feels like a huge explosion.
Hey, man, we here though, bro.
Yes, we are.
It's just us.
You know what I mean?
Conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Big brothers. Lincoln.
So for those that don't know, I am obviously JD, but Ron is my barber, and he's a fantastic barber.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I try, brother.
No. You're great.
I try.
I've seen your work. It looks fantastic. It looks fantastic. You know what I mean?
What made you start like cutting hair?
Honestly, man, just independency, bro.
Okay.
I can't work for nobody.
Yeah.
Gotta work for myself.
Yeah.
You know? This allowed an avenue for me to do my thing, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's creative, you know? I get to meet people like yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hopefully, Barbie jumps on, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he from Fall Rock, though.
I mean, listen. Nah, we gonna make that happen.
Listen, bro. Shout out to my barber, Ant, you heard?
Shout out to Ant.
Can't be jumping chairs and niggas.
You know what? I respect that,
You feel me?
Yeah. I respect that.
Can't be going too crazy.
I respect that.
And he lives in Fall Rock.
I'm not coming to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I feel you, but you know. If you ever in the town, you know how that is.
Off the record.
Off the record. You can't tell your barber.
No.
Not at all.
For 2 months,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
So my shit grow out crazy. Yeah, like, yo, I need a cut, bro. You know what I mean?
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
Of course, respectfully.
Yeah, of course. How old was you when you started cutting hair?
Started around, like, I'm going to say 17, because 17 is when I really was just playing around with it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, you know, cutting myself, cutting a couple homies around the way.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, I was in a position where when I graduated high school, I was in a limbo, a limbo state where
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I wanted to do as far as going to college or taking a regular job. So I was working like odd jobs.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the midst of it, I'm cutting my boys and, you know, a couple people around my way. And, you know, my brother's like, yo, man, just go get your license, man, because you fucking up mommy's kitchen, bro. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hair everywhere. My mom's getting tight. Like, yo, man, like, can't have all these cats in my house just cutting hair. So I was like, you know what? Let me go to vocational school. You know what I mean? I got my license, and I just, you know, hop right in the game, just started cutting hair. Yeah.
That shit is such a thing, because it's a science to really cut hair.
True skill.
Definitely.
It is.
You say, yeah, well.
I think it's more of a, you got to, it's more of what can I say? I guess repetition. It's just, you just being up your craft, just getting better at it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I mean, a lot of people, because, I mean, I'm not the only one. You know, when you start off, you're not the guy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta build yourself up. So it's like any other craft you do. You just keep working at it. You just keep getting better at it. And before you know it, you know, you tame the sixth ring.
Right.
Thanos, baby.
And you could charge how you charge.
You can charge as you charge, but make sure you weigh how you weigh too.
Right.
Just make sure the work is incredible.
Yeah.
So you can't be hitting people over the head for just whatever.
For sure not. That's why I don't even be like blinking when I be playing this shit. I'll be like, you know what? This shit right here, I'm gonna be good for like a month. You know what I'm saying? Good. I know people like usually go to barbers every two weeks and
two
shit
weeks.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on the individual. But my shit be looking all right. Until a month in, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So I'll be like, I don't even need a, but like, that's why like, I appreciate you. Cause also like when you sit down in the chair, it's a conversation.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's
a lot of barbers. Yeah. It's an experience. Exactly.
Right.
A lot of barbers don't even like do all that shit.
Nah, they don't want, you know what I mean? I can't, you know, everybody's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some barbers, they just quiet. They just want to just get to the work, cut your hair. Some guys just like,
oh, you might talk. Be on the off day.
Your off day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just not in the mood to just have a conversation. You're just trying to get through your day. Or maybe it's just like, you know, you have a client that you build with, you have that rapport with, you just, you know, you guys bond and you have that conversation. It's just like, oh, it's, you know, it's regular day, just cutting hair.
Right. What's next? Because I know you had like a little editorial thing for Brooklyn Circus and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to everybody on that project, man.
Yeah, that was dope. That was a beautiful thing.
That was very beautiful, man. Yeah. It was magic, man.
Yeah, that you looked great.
Man? Shout out to Maisha, you know, everybody, man. Yeah. Everybody. Lorraine. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Cash. My dog, Will. Everybody part of that project, man. You know, it was beautiful. Shout out to Brooklyn Circuit for picking it up. You know what I'm saying? Definitely Luigi. You know what I mean? Big dog. You know what I mean? Yeah. Definitely show love on
shout
the
side. Shout out to Niara Sterling, too.
Oh, yeah. Niara. I'm sorry. Niara, the queen herself.
Definitely
yes.
a spice for sure. 1,000%.
Yeah. 100. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Leave it at that. You don't got to get too crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
But shout her out for
shout
sure.
Shout out. She came through, supported. A lot. Everybody was collaborating there. It wasn't only me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was a group effort. Thank God, you know, everything came together and it blossomed how it blossomed. So. I'm grateful for it. But the next step, honestly, is to really venture off and get my own. Because you know what my situation right now is. You know, I'm working out of a salon, H2 Salon, one of the best in Brooklyn.
1,000%.
You know
I love them.
You know what I'm saying? Down to earth sisters in there.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful women. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
In and out. You know what I mean?
1,000%.
So, yeah, so the next step for me, honestly, is to go ahead and venture off my own, man. You know, take this canvas campaign to the next level. You know? So that's what it is.
What steps could you take to, like, because, like, I don't even know about that. That's starting, like, a whole barbershop or salon, or would you want your shit to be, like, a mix?
Honestly.
Like, how H2 is low-key,
yeah,
if not.
Listen, my forte is barbering.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I'm not, no disrespect to anybody who does the two, but it's just, for me, it's just not what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it to men's grooming, you know what I'm saying? Female grooming, too, of course, you know what I'm saying? But not to the extent of what they do.
Yeah,
you know
right.
It's basically just, you know, do what I do.
Not attaching wigs and weaves and shit.
No. No disrespect to anybody.
No, of course not. But I feel like a great barbershop is, like, missing in the neighborhood where it's just, like, a vibe. You come in, it's like loud hip hop. I don't know if your barbershop like that in Fall Rock.
Of course.
Oh, so I missed out.
I love that, man. You know what I'm saying? I miss that atmosphere.
I miss that essence.
But that's not what that is, you saying? That's not
what H2
is.
Salon. No, H2 is a salon.
It's a salon,
but they play nice R&B.
Your R&B is good vibes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they have their moments. They ladies. Any salon, any barbershop environment, you're going to have, you know, talk. You know what I mean? Tea talk, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Barbershop talk. So it's just an environment where people just get together, they come, they collab, and they just have conversation. You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful environment, and I'm grateful for being there, man. Like, seriously, them sisters opened the door for me, man. Like, even me coming in there, man, like, it was, you know, you play a lot of things in your head, how they gonna take to your clientele, how they gonna take to you. It's a salon setting. It's not a barbershop.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like, yo, my nigga, what up? You know what
I mean? Yeah.
Gotta move a little different, you know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know.
Gotta move respectfully.
Respectfully, you
for
know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure,
and you know, I was just, you know, I'm grateful for them, bro. For real.
What's the hip hop song you gonna play in your grand opening of your shop?
That's hard. I've been playing that out in my head so every day.
Yeah, I think
bro.
That matters, right?
That shit matters, man.
Yeah,
that shit's like
maybe Jay-Z or something, maybe. Nah.
Nah, JJ, yeah, but that's like kind of given, like like has Jay Brooklyn.
Would you create a playlist? Would you create a playlist? Maybe
I would probably create a playlist. Yeah.
You from New York or not?
Yeah, I'm from New York.
All right.
I'm from New York. I was born in Brooklyn.
I thought I heard an accent. I ain't gonna.
Yeah,
lie.
I was born in Brooklyn.
What accent you thought you heard?
I heard like some kind of Philly Baltimore thing.
Nah. No Baltimore. You know what? Some of my homies, Cal. You know Cal.
Cal's. Oh yeah, we had dinner with Cal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I'm around like that type of environment. So I kind of that shit kind of rubs off on me.
Yeah. Cal. Shout out to Cal too. We had dinner with that man.
Dope. K.R. Jones.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That was your man.
Brother.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So like that's okay.
That's what linked us.
Bring it to me then. I'm gonna break it down for the people.
Talk to me.
He dead ass cuts a few people that I like. No. Like you know what I mean? Like K.R. Jones. What's his name? What happened?
You want me to free plug or you going?
Oh nah, you good.
You know what I'm saying? Pay my man.
Nah. Well, if essentially you want to pay us, please.
Yeah, holla.
K.R. Jones. Now I just lost my train. Fuck your brand, dude. What's his name?
Cash.
Cash Black, right?
Cash. Kashim.
Kashim Black.
My man.
Yeah, a couple of people that, you know, I was just like, oh shit, like, yeah, we all get our, yeah, you know what I mean, the same cup from the same place.
That's why I say a lot of people, like, yo, honestly, barbershops, salons, we are like the core of a lot of cultures, man. Because we connect dots for a lot of situations, OD. Man, you know what I'm saying? Not only you need a haircut, you know what I mean, you need to look good, but it's like, you don't know who you'll meet in that environment. Yeah. So, you know, just, you know. It's a great,
especially
a
great, yeah, especially black barbershops, you know what I mean, like, and then you realize how small like the neighborhood really is,
yeah, man,
you know what I mean, where it's just like, damn, like everybody usually hangs out at the same place, usually get their shit done at the same place. It's like a hub. That's why I love Brooklyn.
That's a
fact. What I mean, Brooklyn is just like one of those places, it just feels like a hub. Like that person, you know, definitely knows somebody that like is a different beast, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then like you may know that person as well, you know what I mean? It's just beautiful shit.
Fact.
Right. Facts.
Facts. Okay. So tell me now, right? I don't know if you stay up to date with the pop culture and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Somewhat.
We be having talks in the shop sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Benny the Butcher new album?
Oh man, fire!
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 You enjoy some music out there.
Benny.
Now let me ask you a question, because I know Bari didn't answer me yet.
What's up?
Did you listen to Burden of Proof with the Hit Boy, with Benny and Hit Boy?
No, I didn't listen.
You didn't listen to that? Ah, shit. Because I wanted to know who beats was better. You know what I'm saying? Jabari, you still got an answer or not?
I do not.
So who's the producer on this new project?
Harry Fraud.
Okay, he did Jim Jones joints too.
Yeah,
right?
He did. He did
Jim Jones shit too.
Yeah. Man. I would.
Hit-Boy is.
Now, what Hit-Boy is. No, Hit-Boy is. He's one of
bro,
them.
He's on fire right
he's
now.
He's one of
bro.
Them.
Yo, he's.
Did you say that he was polished?
Hit-Boy?
Yeah, you said he was polished, yeah. So he's going to make a polished project.
Yes, what you mean? What do you mean by polished?
Like, his shit just sounds like album industry. Yeah, it's more. A lot of money behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can hear
Harry Fraud is a little more raw. Gritty. It's just raw type shit. You know what I mean? So.
But you can't sleep on Hit-Boy, because I think he could play both.
Absolutely,
both parts, man.
He could play both parts, but Harry Fraud just does that part better. You understand what I'm saying, with that like that street vibe shit.
That's your shit.
And he not even like, I don't want to say that. I know he a white dude. I think, is he white or Spanish?
I don't know his background.
Who cares, man?
Yeah, but that's why I'm like, it's almost like kind of shocking. Right. Like even with Alchemist, it's like almost like shocking. But like, you know, if you ever like saw Alchemist or heard him speak, you know he of that essence. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
for sure.
But like, it's just funny like how Hit-Boy got this polished vibe, and then Harry Fraud is on some like different street essence shit. But I enjoy his beats when it comes to the Griselda, when it comes to Jim Jones and these dudes, more so than Hit-Boy.
Right.
I know you're R&B cat.
Yeah.
What type of R&B you listening to right now? Did you listen to that Bryson Tiller shit?
It's new shit?
Yeah.
I like it. It's cool.
I'm surprised you said it's cool.
It's cool. It's all right. Like, you know what? You know what it is for me? It's like Bryson. I like him, bro.
Yeah.
I like his vibe, man. He is who he is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what I respect about Bryson. Like,
He don't deviate.
He don't deviate. He stay in his lane. He who he is. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice to see him, you know, kind of like mix it up, but, you know.
In what way?
Just soundproof, sound-like, I guess. Because his last album kind of sounded like the first album to me, kind of. And somebody told me, no, it's an extension of the first album. I mean, the fuck? I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, bro? What's the point dropping that, right?
Just extend the album you have, bro.
Yeah.
Like, just my opinion, just, you know, keep it at that. But, you know, I'm listening to a lot of Brett Fayage, you know.
Yeah.
The boy Gavion, what's his name? Gavion.
Gavion.
Gavion's dope. On the lady side, Van Jus is dope.
Oh, yeah, I like Van Jus.
Van Jus is dope. They got a nice vibe. Who else? Damn, it's a lot of ladies. Damn, who else?
You do listen to some R&B, though. You be in there. Joyce Rice, you listen to?
Joyce Rice, I ain't check a new project.
Yeah, check a new project. You have to check a new project.
I heard it's dope.
That shit's fire. Did you listen?
Yeah, it's tight.
It's tight.
Yeah?
It's tight. Yeah, it's a great project, man. I'm definitely hooked on that. I ain't even going to lie.
Okay, okay.
Are you caught up in this Sweetie shit?
Sweetie
and Quavo. Quavo and Sweetie.
Nah, man.
I know you don't care. But here's the thing. Yo, what really makes it even more corny, right?
You know what's funny, man? I seen a couple posts, and I don't know too much about it, but I don't really.
I saw that Quavo, right?
Boy, we talk about it, man.
I already talked about it last time, and nothing, none of it makes sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so stupid.
Yeah, honestly, like, man, I think like this, man. A lot of people, a lot of these celebs, and they put their... I know they probably don't mean for their personal life to be out there, man. Yeah, yeah. But, like, you know, tighten that shit up, man. Yeah, like, honestly, gotcha. I get it. It's entertaining, but it's your life, man. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's your life, right, bro. Like,
if you was on that, like, if you was on a level, like, where, like, you become, like, a celebrity barber, mm-hmm. and I think that's, like, your plateau, if you will.
Right,
like, that's
right.
A, that's where you want to lead, lead to.
Right.
So you're like in the public eye, if anything, or like.
But there's a lot of celebrity barbers out here, but you won't know they're celebrity barbers.
That's true. That's another facts. Thing, bro. That's facts.
It's just how you move. Yeah. Bro. You know what I'm saying? Like.
But how you, that's how you think you'll like.
Hell yeah,
your trajectory?
Of course. I'm not. Listen, my life is my life, bro. Mm-hmm. What I put on the social media is for you to subscribe. If you want to like it, you could like it. Yeah. If not, then.
Because it's mainly like your barber, your cuts.
That's it, bro. Yeah. Like what I do, my life, my personal life. If I show you something, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm not going to do it for clout or nothing like that, bro. Because at the end of the day, I got to go to sleep comfortably, bro. I got to go to the store comfortably, bro. I got to live my life comfortably, period. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to play that card, bro. Right. You know what I'm saying? Me personally.
Would you ever become a nigga personal barber if he paid you like you had a salary and shit? Like you just chat with that nigga everywhere.
Hell yeah, bro.
Facts.
That's a fact.
Facts. How much was that? How much was that?
What's the bag? At. What's the bag though? What's the price?
The price, man. We can't talk about that.
Yeah, we can't
right
talk
here.
About that. We can't talk about that.
Wait, what you talking about? How
you can't say his number on air.
You can't
say his number.
That's crazy, because like you guys secured a bag first.
You can't say number.
Can't say number, man. Because the celeb might just say something. High, right? Way higher than your asking price.
Right. Can't really talk about that. Right.
I understand. But you would do it hands down, though.
Yeah, if it makes sense. You know what I mean? For sure. I mean, contracts are signed up. You know what I'm saying? Everything is taken care of.
That's deep. I ain't gonna lie.
That's real talk.
I think about that shit over and too. Like, if I ever, like...
And there's barbers out here doing that, bro. There's real barbers out here doing that. Like, for real. Like, they...
You said if you was on that level, you would...
I would hire a barber just to travel with me everywhere.
Why wouldn't you, bro?
Like, why would you not?
Why would you want to jump chair to chair every city, bro?
Yeah.
That's understand. Crazy.
No, I understand.
And that's not knocking other barbers. Just everybody just approaches cutting different.
Yeah,
you know what
1,000.
Your style might be different from mine. Don't mean you whack. It's we two different barbers, bro. We approach it different.
Right. But like, would the person have to be like a dope cat, though? Like a dope person?
For me to cut them all day, and I gotta be around. Yeah, we gotta be cool.
Yeah.
We gotta be.
Gotta be like a vibe. Yeah. It's like we hanging out. We could go to the club or some shit. Like you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We go out to eat and shit. Because I can't. Because I do agree with you 1,000%. I agree with y'all. I would definitely have a personal barbershop.
Right.
Barber. You know what I mean? But that nigga need to be the coolest nigga.
Of course.
And you know what I mean? Get along with the niggas that I got around me.
That's a fact. That's a fact. It's every day. You know, energy is everything, bro. You know what
for
saying?
Sure.
Can't
for sure.
be around whack
what
shit.
Level? What level you think you would have to be on to like get a personal, if you do podcasting?
Are you talking like, as far as like how much money
I make a year? Yeah, like.
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know what the number is I gotta make a year to like,
I feel like
we didn't
even
afford that.
I feel like even as a podcast, you might not even have to travel that much. You don't think so?
What you mean?
Well, like, because as an artist, if you're an artist, it makes sense, like a hip-hop artist, right? Because you travel and you do your tours and shit like that, blah, blah, blah. But, like, with podcasting, say if you just stayed in New York for, like, majority of the year, would you still have a personal barber?
Possibly not. I'm saying, but I wasn't even just thinking about podcasting.
Okay. Like, your business. Yeah. You mean, just on one of them.
I'm just moving around and shit.
You just
I need somebody. I need somebody with
guy.
Me.
Yeah.
See, I like that. Now, see, I like that.
I need somebody.
You're not just going to be a podcaster, is what you're telling me.
You just want to be a podcaster?
Oh, you know that. You know
just want to be a podcaster?
Of course not.
Come on.
No, of course not.
This is great, but it's not the end or be all.
No, it's a platform.
Of course it is.
1,000%. Is barbering all you want to do, or is it like something else?
Anything else I want to do? I venture into. Yo, honestly, bro, like, I wanted to venture into tattooing, bro.
Really?
Point. Yeah. Because it's all art, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to jump in there and see what I could do.
Do you sketch?
Yeah, I sketch a lot, man. I draw a lot, man. That's like my, that's my meditation sometimes, man. If I'm having a bad day, a good day, I'm in the mood, bro. I might just,
But do you sketch mostly?
Just different things. I might sketch some objects. I might sketch whatever's in my head, you know what I mean? Doodle bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I'm on some, like, serious Picasso shit.
No, you know what I'm saying?
But, you know, for a long time since I was a kid, you know, I've been drawing, been dealing with art, so, yeah.
Do you?
My fault.
No, go ahead.
I ain't going to lie, you look like a tattoo artist.
A lot of people told me that.
Like, if I didn't know what you did and I just had to guess what you did recreationally, I would say, you probably, probably tattoo.
What the fuck does a tattoo artist look like?
There's a certain look some have.
Okay.
And I just, like, I see him and say, he could tattoo.
The beard and the tattoo on the neck. Yeah, you know what I mean?
The nose ring, the beanie, all that.
Yeah.
He's giving very much tattoo to me.
I've got it a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Respectfully, of course.
I'm not a tattoo artist, so respect to all the tattoo artists out there.
But, when in your life would you, like, probably, like, get that type of vibe? Like, when was
it? Honestly, when I did,
like, when would you do it though? Is what I'm saying.
Do it. I don't.
Shit. Or do you see yourself doing it?
I see myself doing it. I just gotta do it.
Yeah, okay.
I just gotta fucking do it.
Yeah, facts.
That's it.
Like, are you scared? Maybe.
Not so much scared, but it's just right now. Me cutting hair is just. I'm in the space of just cutting hair.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. I feel like if you're gonna do something like that, you gotta devote your time and your energy into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not gonna. I'm not gonna just. Tattooed is bullshit. I'm gonna really try to study it and understand it and really have a fucking a mentorship under me and understand it and just dive right into it. So that's why I haven't approached it, because I know if I approach it now, I'm a bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just straight up bullshit. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna take it serious. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I did some bullshit. I'm cut hair right now. I'm gonna go cut hair.
A lot of people though, a lot of people like that's good that you know that, because a lot of people like do multiple shit instead of having a steady focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like they start to bullshit everything. Yeah. Even the shit that they really want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They start to bullshit everything.
Right.
It's definitely difficult, because I know like with a creative mind, it's definitely difficult to like stay on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
I definitely understand. Like, at least you know that. You know what I mean? At least you know the vibes.
Right.
How did you feel when our man's right here cut his locks off? Like, what? How did that make you feel?
Oh, shit, that shit had me weak.
Bro.
So, you're an idiot.
So, listen, he came into the chair, right? So, I'm like, you know, you I could kind of tell, like, you could kind of tell somebody's, like, I guess, appearance, or I want to say silhouette.
Yeah.
Silhouette. Because, you know, he always got, like, a little beanie on his head.
Uh-huh.
Or the hat be a little tilt up higher than it is.
Right.
So he's sitting in my chair. He got his hat we pulled down. So I'm like, all right, this is something different, but I don't know what it is yet. Like, something's fucking different here, man, with this man Hakeem, man. But, you know, he takes off the hat. I'm like, oh, cut your locks, bro.
Yo, he made it mad hot in the shot, too.
I did, bro.
Made it mad hot. So she was like, so I don't know her name. I'm sorry.
Lorraine.
Lorraine was like, yo, like, she made it hot. It was just a whole thing. The whole saw me.
Yeah.
It was just too much going on. I was just like, I don't like this at all.
It's all right.
I was looking crazy, bro. Because you cut your locks, your shit uneven.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so I was looking crazy.
Spots, not even hair and stuff.
Right. Man. I ain't want nobody really look at me, son.
Yeah, it's all good, man. You in a space of comfort, man. Nobody
Nah, for sure, for
no,
sure, for sure.
No judgment, bro.
Nah, it was all love. You know what I mean?
After the shock. That's it.
For sure. After the cut tour, you know I had to take a picture. Nigga, that shit blew up for a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Got a lot of feedback.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I didn't want to cut my locks, man.
Telling me, man, you wanted to do something. I don't know as far as cutting it or change it up.
I wanted to, like, get it cleaned, but it wasn't getting clean, so I said I had to cut this shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I definitely am an advocate for, like, cutting my beard as well, but this nigga always be like, yo, don't do that shit.
Don't do that shit, bro.
I'm never cutting my beard.
Don't cut your
beard. Well, of course not. You'll never cut your beard.
It's just crazy, bro. You don't see people with no beard, you be like,
especially if
you had a beard and you cut your joint off, like.
But you could grow that shit back easily.
You can,
though.
But sometimes it's like, yo.
Yeah, that's what I be saying. Like, I don't got time for it. Like, that transition period, I don't want to go through that transition.
That
without a bed, growing a bed, like
different.
I'm cool, bro.
Listen,
but you don't you say things? You say you would.
You know what? Eventually, I will cut my beard, because I know about just healthy growth in your hair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just
you need to let your skin breathe.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Things like that.
Yeah.
But right now, I ain't cutting my beard.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
So, Bobby, when would you ever cut your beard? I don't think you ever should, though.
I don't know. I'm not sure to be.
I don't think you ever should.
I'm never gonna cut it like off. You know what I'm saying? I'm never gonna cut it off for real.
But you could keep the chops and keep the stash.
Trim it down and shit.
Yeah.
Have regrow, but I can't see myself out of bed at this point.
I can't, bro. Because you'll look insane.
Don't do it, bro.
Yeah, I can't. I spent time growing this shit. I might cut this shit off.
That's patience, man. You got a really beard. That shows dedication, man.
Absolutely.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. Especially if you know what I mean, do the due diligence. But I gotta shave my shit.
Show discipline, baby.
I gotta shave my shit, man. It's not now. Not no time soon. Mm. But when my mustache grows in, shit gotta go. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, he's your prerogative, brother.
When you saw his head, though, like, was it like a land of opportunity for you as a barber? Did you get excited? Like, yo, I'm about to, like, really finesse this nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, you could
do more than that.
Yeah, I could do more. Like, I could, you know what I mean? Unlock, what's the word?
We didn't go to college.
Yeah.
I went to college. Don't do that.
I
didn't go to college. What's this nigga talking about?
I went to college. I didn't finish.
Pandora's Box. That's what I meant.
Oh, Pandora's Box. Copy.
Yeah. So,
copy.
He could play with different things now.
You know what I'm saying? Facts.
He grows hair, little crow fro, you know what I'm saying? Taper it out, a little fade.
Yeah.
Get that nigga a half moon part or something.
I'm never doing a part.
Nah?
In my life.
I used to be a part nigga when I was a kid.
Nah, for sure.
Always, always had a part. Stage you in right now, though, bro. Just have fun, man.
Nah. You know what I'm saying?
I know you want to jump right back into your dreads, but
play
with it.
We're going to do the fades for the whole summer. The whole summer, I'm going to do this fade look. But, like, after that, I'm going right back to that fro top, man. Mm. And then we going to lock back that shit by mid next year because I can't do that. Mm. I can't do the fade thing, man. I can't do low hair, man. I can't do it. It's not for me. Mm. You know what I mean? It's not for me. It's not my energy. It's not what I got the onks on and shit like that. You know what I mean?
It don't match up?
No, it don't match up, man. Niggas want onks be having froze and shit, niggas. And locks.
It's not about, it's how you do it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like my spiritual be in within my head. You know what I mean?
I feel you, but it's who you are, man. Don't let the head make you. You make the head, bro.
Oh, see, now you potting. See?
That's right.
Why he potting now?
That's right.
He potting raw shit.
I'm saying?
That's just an extension of who you are, brother.
No, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. What else could we get into? Well, let me ask you a quick question.
Go ahead.
All right, so we talked about it on our Sunday pod. This is obviously the Wednesday pod that's coming out. But we posed this question. Do you believe you should pay for your woman and her friends if you're out with them?
Should you pay for your woman and your friends?
So, like, yeah, you going out.
Give me some more content. Is my lady friend like close to us, or is it just like, yo, you just tagging along?
Well, no, like, so, like, you out, you're I say, like, you just accompanying your girl and her friends,
her
right?
Friends,
yeah, her friends.
You said S
friends,
okay,
to brunch, if you will.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Do you feel obligated to pay?
Pressure. But
I feel like
son.
Shout out to Mama Photog. Before you answer, shout out to Mama Photog. Okay, she definitely said, in a perfect world, he should pay.
He should pay. In I mean, you world? Should. You should. You should. Would I?
Yo, guy. I feel like you got something to say with that.
Nah, would I?
Definitely. Damn, bro. I'm a good dude, bro. I'm a
and
really
if you don't
dude.
Do it, her homegirl gonna look at you funny style, I mean, too. You know what I'm saying?
Friend, then, damn.
Like who this corn nigga you brought with you? Ain't gonna pay
That's
for
what's
us?
Gonna happen, bro.
That's what's gonna happen for sure.
That's what's definitely gonna happen.
But do you care, though? Do you care?
Do I care? No, I don't, because she don't really know who I am.
Right.
She don't know what I do for my lady. Facts. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
And your girl shouldn't even allow that. Like, she should
That's
check that.
That's another thing. You know what I'm saying? You should know who you with.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You should really know who you with.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Whoa.
But what I guess get back to the question, the core, the bottom line.
Yeah.
Would I pay? Yeah, I'll probably pay, man. You know.
Wow, that's very interesting, though.
Just to, yeah.
But it's gonna. I feel like it's gonna hurt you, though. It's gonna bite you.
I mean, it is.
I'm saying, like,
you don't look like you want to do that shit.
I don't, but you know, I'm gonna pay the part. Fuck it.
But that's why it really depends who the girls are.
Yeah.
Like, if her homegirls is my friends.
Yeah, we cool. That's my friends. It's my homies.
It is what it is. I'm not thinking about it. You know what I mean?
It's love, but like, you hopping on the bandwagon, you just ordering shit just to order shit.
See, but that's what
you're
even.
Bugging.
But even, yeah. if, but even if I know, if even if I know the girls. And they just ordering just to order shit. Like, you getting appetizers. Let me get two appetizers. Let me get an entree and some dessert. with two drinks.
A few mimosas.
A few mimosas. You already know they're going to get a few mimosas on a brunch time.
It's bottomless, man.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's going to be like, well, bottomless, that means then.
Yeah. Oh, it's free?
I think it's I don't
honestly,
know.
Honestly, when it comes to that, I think your girl should have a conversation with her. It becomes like your...
Like with your girl.
Your lady, whoever you with, should have a conversation with her friends. Like, you know, you got to check your friends.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they probably doing that to her.
Yeah.
On some real shit.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, they taking advantage of the moment.
Yeah, taking advantage of the moment.
Like free money type shit.
Free money.
Free like free
STEMI,
eats.
STEMI lifestyle.
Yeah.
Nah.
Right.
Nah.
Yeah, the STEMI wasn't enough for all that.
Nah.
No.
That 1400 ain't going that far.
Nah.
No, that's definitely not.
Crazy. I'm not blowing my shit on y'all.
Crazy. Not at all.
These bum ass bitches.
Let me stop.
Yo, you started to say bitches a lot lately, too.
Right there.
Yeah, what you
I don't know. I've tapped into some.
You tapped into some.
I shouldn't have tapped in.
Your energy different now.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
It's a little respectfully. It's a little aggressive. Of course, respectfully. We respect women here.
Don't get me in trouble, man. I'm going to get back to the salon.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon. Pardon yourself.
Nah.
Pardon yourself.
No beef. Shout out to everybody from the salon. They love. All right, so what's another thing that we could get into?
That's a lot, man. Like, man.
Sure.
What else? Like I said, share me. You listen to Joe Budden's podcast?
Yeah, not really, man.
God damn. I wanted to talk about something.
What you want to talk about?
I do listen, listen to I'm the Athlete. What's that? Athlete?
Oh, I Am Athlete.
And I Am Athlete. I Am Athlete. Dope.
Yeah, great podcast.
Dope.
Great
like
podcast. No, I was, but she didn't listen to the last couple of episodes. So like, but like this
episode, what are you talking about?
This last episode.
You know what it's about, Joe Budden? Why I don't really listen to him? Maybe because I catch sound bites of him.
What you mean?
He just be ranting, bro. Like, when he rants, bro. Yeah,
that's my favorite shit, though.
But it's like, I want to hit a meat. I want to hit, like, some shit I can, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, learn from him.
Learn from, bro. You know what I'm saying? But when he rants, that's bad what it is. Like, when I'm on you know, you get YouTube, your feeds, they feed you with whatever they want to show you.
Yeah.
Whatever you like and whatever you into. So when I do scroll down, I see Joe Budden is early. He's ranting. So it's like, for me, it's just a soundbite, and I know that, and I don't really give him a chance. Maybe I should give him a chance to listen to his podcast.
Yeah,
I'm gonna definitely give him a chance, Joe. I'm gonna give you a chance, bro.
Yeah, he's like a great,
I know the man. Like,
you're right. Like, we know him. but like, I just found it like curious though. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it because last episode, Rory and Maul wasn't there.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that.
And it was like some subs being thrown low key
at each other at him?
On Twitter.
Wait, what?
Not Joe. Rory and Maul, but maybe I shouldn't talk about it, actually.
Why not? It's public though, right? It's on Twitter, so it's public.
It's public.
Nah, yeah, but like,
yeah, it's public, bro.
Well, I don't
you
know.
You know these niggas?
No, we don't. But so, like,
talk about it.
No, but I'm just. But if you don't know, then you don't know. Because somebody had messaged Joe on Twitter as well saying, yo, like, you're very, like, you talk about corporate and all this stuff like that, but you told the listeners and the viewership that that Rory and Maul was on vacation. Don't lie to us. Mm. And he's like, yo, I'm going to be very honest with y'all this Wednesday and shit. And then, like, Maul has said something about respect is needed or something like that. He had pinned a tweet or some shit like that. Rory has said some things. Mm. And I'm just like, wait, are they just doing this like for some clout shit to bring like, because you know Joe Budden's podcast is not even the number one podcast no more on that music shit.
Oh.
It's like fucking $1 million worth of game and the fucking Noriega shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I wonder if it's like they really got beef.
Nah, it's probably some...
Or like some promotion shit.
It sounds like a work.
It sounds like a work.
I don't think this is... Just based on what you just said, I'm not...
Yeah, man.
But you didn't see the last couple episodes, is what I'm saying.
So what the vibes in the last few was off too? Like, they was...
Yeah, they was... Yeah, they was going... They was going... Rory and, you know, Joe always go at each other, but it didn't look great.
What?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I don't want to talk about it because I feel like I'm bringing like negative energy towards them.
I mean,
so that's why I don't want to do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But... That's why I asked, like, yo, if y'all saw, like, if y'all see what I see. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You haven't seen what I see because y'all ain't on watch. Y'all ain't getting in, ain't tapped into it. You know what I mean? Because I do be caring about things like that because I hate to see, like, good things go
Go bad.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a fact. Especially when it's like a show like that.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. Yeah, when it's a platform like that, yeah.
Yeah, like when it's something like big, like I know you yourself, like you would hate to like just burn any relationship that you have with any of your clients and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Over some like little bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to see, like, tap in and see if y'all, like, y'all was watching, but y'all ain't watch. I want to see if I was in bugging, because I knew they was, I was like, yo, wait, hold on. You know what I'm saying?
He thinks some shit.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
The back leak, like, a little shit leaked out.
Well, like, nah, they just looked like they was arguing, like, a little bit too much from, like, I mean, they argue, but they ain't look good. I know Joe Mouth be crazy.
Was it sarcastic? Was it more sarcastic or more like...
Nah, well, it was just like, just coming at each other type shit. You gotta watch, man. I know you gotta watch. You gotta watch the last game.
All right.
Now you gotta tap in.
The last few is that's a lot.
That's a lot of content, right?
That's like 10 hours.
That's 10 hours.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like long podcasts that much, but...
10 hours?
Well, like...
They'd be 3 hours each.
Each episode be like three hours.
Mm. You know what I mean? Ain't that bad. Ain't that crazy?
That's 9 hours, three episodes. Nah, I can't do that.
Man, it's a lot.
Why is people fucking attention span lowered, you think? Like, why do you think that is?
It's a lot of things stimulating you, man. You got the phone, you got your life, you got... It's just too much, man.
That's interesting. I ain't never even thought about it like that.
Man, a lot of shit stimulation, man. A lot of stimulation, bro. You just absorbing a lot. You just don't know where to pinpoint your attention to.
So how do you think of, like, you, like, posting on social media, like, how could you, like, bring people to your shit and then just keep them there? Like, what do you think that needs to happen?
I think it's just more consistency on my part. I know a lot of people tell me, like, yo, bro, post. And sometimes I'm like, yo, bro, I just finished working, bro. I don't really feel like doing this shit, man.
Yeah.
But it's more you just being more engaged. You know what I'm saying? Anything. I mean, just got to just be more engaged. Don't care about the fucking numbers.
Yeah.
Just put your work out there, man. That's what I do, bro. Yeah. Like, honestly.
I don't even look at the numbers, bro.
I just know I'm just put it out there. Put that shit post, turn my phone over, bro. On some real shit.
That's definitely different, because, like,
I try not to get too caught up in it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do. I'm human.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I say.
I want my recognition. I want my flowers and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But lately, I've been trying to just don't worry about the likes. Don't worry about the views. Just keep putting out your work, man. Yeah, that goes to anybody who's doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? Just put out your work, man. Don't worry about what people say and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's definitely, it's easier said than done.
Definitely it is.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of people, social media is one of them things. It's a good thing, like, in the business sense.
Yeah.
But it also, like, fucks with your confidence.
Yeah, it can fuck. Like, it's just double-edged sword.
Yeah, like major. Like, where it's like, damn, like, hold on. I know I'm better than this.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? It could play. Yeah, but you can't do that.
And don't play in that space. That's that game right there. You can't fall in that space.
You got to understand, a lot of people, bro, know. Let's keep it 100, man. A lot of people buying likes, buying followers.
Yeah, that's
bro.
True. Sure. That's true. That's
you
true.
Mean, let's keep it 100.
I just found out about that. Like, I didn't know you could buy likes.
Yeah,
I just found out.
It's crazy.
Yeah, likes crazy.
It's a fucking business, bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's actually insane, though.
It is.
That's actually insane. Anything else you got going on?
Nah, man. Just come check me out, man. Ron Dez, man.
Yo, in Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy. H2 Salon right now. Man.
Facts.
What's the worst kind of person that to cut? Like, a nigga that just don't know what they want or, like, this yeah, man.
You,
like,
you the worst kind of person
the
to
worst,
cut.
The worst? It's not even so much the person who don't want what they want. Because you could... That's what you're supposed to do. As a barber, you know what I mean? You're supposed to sit there, have a conversation, have a consultation with the individual, and figure out what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? The worst, I'm going to say... Is the individual in the chair, want to move, always looking, every 2 minutes.
Trying to sneak
the look. You know, you put your clippers down for 2 minutes, he in the mirror.
trying to figure his whole line out.
But that comes from an individual being trauma. You know what I'm saying? I call that like a trauma victim, honestly, because your line been pushed back. You've been a couple barbers, they did you dirty.
Yeah.
So now you come to me. You don't know what I bring to the table, so your expectation is going to be the same expectations you had before.
Right.
So it's like... All right, I give you that benefit of doubt, but sometimes for me it gets a little irritating. Sometimes I have to check a couple cats like, "Yo, fam, just relax."
Just chill.
Chill, bro. If you don't like it, you ain't got to pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I approach it. But that's the worst type of client, I'll say. You know what I'm saying?
Use Beijing
sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on an occasion if somebody's doing a photo shoot or something like that, or a wedding, or they ask for it.
Facts.
And Yeah.
I just found out what Beijing was not too long ago, too.
Yeah.
But
it's not something you're supposed to use on every day. That's no. It's not something you use on your cuts every day. That shit is chemical based, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't be careful with that, man. You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
You got to protect your skin, bro.
I know I'm one of them. I know I could be terrible when I'm sleepy.
Damn,
on
Beijing, Beijing might not even give me a plug, man.
Oh. Nah, Beijing don't need a plug. Nah, facts. You know when you're sleepy you go to like, you go get a cut, but like you kind of nod off. I don't know. I'd be mad comfortable on a barber chair.
Do you nod off often?
Not often. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like wow. I'd be tired, bro.
But what time you getting your cuts?
I'm coming early. I never come like midday. It'd be like 12 to before.
He'd be the morning show. He'd be like morning show going to 12. Like,
yeah, I don't go later because I like to just get shit done and then like whatever I got to do with the day, I got to do.
Right.
But like high key, I be tired sometimes, bro. And I just be like, fuck. That's why I be trying to get my tea in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before I go to this guy. Cause I know I'd be worse. I'd be like, damn, like stay awake, nigga, stay awake.
Right.
You never do that? You never battle with that?
Nah.
You never nod it off on a chair?
Not for me, honestly. When I do get haircuts by other barbers, I definitely like, if I trust you and I know what you're doing, I'm going to sleep, bro. Wow.
See, but I don't even know. I be trying to get some sleep.
I'm simple, bro. I just get a baldy, bro.
Right.
Shape up my beard, bro.
Yeah, right. You don't need too much.
It ain't difficult, bro.
You don't shape up your own beard and shit.
I do sometimes. Sometimes okay. I like to sit in other barber's chairs because, you know, I just want to just relax, bro.
Yeah.
Just get taken care of, man. Take care of myself, bro.
That's real. Yeah. I should have asked that, too, because I wonder, because I know, like, chefs could obviously cook for themselves.
Right.
But like...
I definitely cut my own hair.
Yeah, you could cut your own hair.
Yeah.
But like, the act of like somebody doing that shit is different.
Yeah, you're chilling, man. It's an experience. I want to chill. I want to relax, bro.
Yeah.
I've been cutting hair all day. I don't want to pick up another clipper, bro. It's like asking a mechanic, yo, come home. His wife is like, can you fix my car?
Yeah,
I've been doing the shit all day. I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah. Relax. Call somebody. Yeah, I understand.
Facts. You know what I mean?
That's respect. Bar, you got anything else?
Life about cutting kids.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I've never seen you cut a kid. I do cut kids, bro.
Okay. I don't have a large clientele kids anymore. A lot of kids that I cut now, they're like teenagers and adults now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I've been cutting here for a minute. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But,
Because this guy don't look like it, but you're kind of old, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of old. I'm not that old, bro. Please don't say that.
Fucking with you.
Stop, I'm bad at guessing ages. So I ain't going to guess.
Nah, don't guess. Because it's terrible. One of our mans look like he's like our age, but he's definitely over 30.
Not my over 30, my nigga.
No, I know, but I'm saying, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you're not 30 yet?
I'm 32, bro.
Oh.
I'm 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty seasonal.
I can see it. You got white in your beard, so you got.
I'm seasonal.
I got some little grays.
I'm seasonal.
Wise and shit.
Yeah, cool. I learned something. I learned a little something.
But how you feel about cutting kids?
Depending, man. It's not even so much the kid, man. It's not even so much the kid. I would say it's the parent. You got to deal with the aspect. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean? I don't know.
What you mean? You know what I mean.
Now, what the parents do?
I'm just saying, man. No. It's just some people are just.
It could be OD sometimes.
It could be OD, like, man. OD. Like I
like they be standing right next to you and shit.
Yeah, I've seen that type of thing.
Like,
I mean, guarantee you don't know who I am.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna make sure your child is right, safe and right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sometimes it could be a little like.
There's boundaries.
Please,
like,
just
relax.
Yeah, fact. Just sit down. You know what I'm saying? He or she gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? So. That aspect, and you do get the kids who are just wild out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I definitely have situations like that where kids is like, crying, screaming, you know what I'm saying? You gotta tame that thing down a little. You gotta tame that energy down.
Yeah, that's not it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That could be a little overwhelming, especially if you coming up. I remember me coming up cutting hair. I was getting a lot of kids. I was getting a lot of kids. Like, the barbers in the shop I was working with, they're like, especially the owners are like, y'all, just work on kids right now. Because we don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't have a situation in the barbershop. You cutting. Especially I'm coming up, you know what I mean? I don't really know too much, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get the whiff of it. So cutting kids was definitely a learning experience coming up.
How about women, too? Like, women, like...
I love women. Cutting women, man.
Yeah.
They the coolest, man. They cooler than dudes, bro.
Wow.
I'll keep it 100 with you.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah.
Not because, you know
we definitely know, no, but like we... Niggas love more hanging out with women more than men anyway.
Yeah. So it's a good time, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's the difference really like
really,
in a chair?
They know what they want, man. they know what they want, and they're just easy going, man. Conversation is smoother, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just conversation, bro. It's just doper, you know what I mean?
I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah, for sure. Bar, you got anything else?
I don't think so.
I feel like you had mad questions in your head.
Go ahead, shoot, bro.
I'm just trying to think of like different barber situations I've seen and shit.
That you've seen in the barber shop. You know
what I mean? A nigga ever like not try to pay his full, and then you got to like, you know what I'm saying? How'd that shit go down?
You had a strong arm, a nigga?
I ain't never had to get physical with anybody. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Right. For real.
Thank God.
I definitely had a situation. I'll just tell you straight up. I had a situation. I was working, cutting somebody's hair. I should have knew he was
finicky.
He was finicky because he said something. He's like, yo, something about his money, his wallet being somewhere. But I'm just like, what's that got to do with me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right. Anyway, have a seat. You know what I'm saying? Cut his hair. Simple Caesar, bro. Nothing complicated, bro. Yeah. Not a fade, not a taper, nothing complicated, no designs. Just simple, dark Caesar, bro, with a lineup, bro. Word. Nothing hard. Cutting him, whatever, everything. I'm about to finish the service. Mind you, as I'm finishing, he pulls his ear back. Like, he keep pulling his ear back. I was like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? You all right? And he's like, nah, man. You pushed my line, man. You pushed my airline back up front. You pushed my airline up, son. I'm like, fam, good. Like, straight shit, where it's got to be. Yeah. Front line, straight, everything. The barber across from me was like, he's looking like, what the fuck going on? Like,
yeah.
So now he comes over to examine the cut. He's like, fam, you good. Like, ain't nothing wrong with the cut. You know what I'm saying? So no line pushback, nothing. You know what I'm saying? He's like, nah, man, nigga, push my line. You making a scene. So now I'm like, all right, nigga, now you making a scene, bro. Like, calm that down, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's like, nah, da da da. So, you know, he go in his pocket like, with an attitude about to pay me. I'm like, yo, brother, listen, you ain't got to pay me. Just leave. It's on me, bro.
Oh, wow.
And I ain't even, don't matter of fact, don't even come back.
That's crazy. Is that probably when you started like doing like clientele like via app shit or like?
Nah, that's before, man. Because honestly, that was like a walk-in at the shop I was at. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had a little downtime. Somebody was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You free? I'm like, yeah, I'll cut his hair. You know what I'm saying? Nothing biggie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I should have felt it. You know what I mean? As soon as you put the pieces together when it's done, like, damn, something was acting funny from the jump.
Have you ever turned away customers like that? Like when you just felt a bad energy, a bad vibe?
Have I turned away?
Because I don't even know how to approach that conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I can't cut your hair, bro.
I think I haven't had that type of situation all the time. You know what I'm saying? But I've definitely had clients where I'm like, it may not work out for me and you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that happens.
So you have to have a conversation with them and shit? Like,
not so much a conversation.
Like when they book, just not.
Nah, it's not happening. I gotta protect my energy at the end of the day.
No, 1,000%. Nah, 1,000%.
No disrespect, but you know, I gotta be
respectfully
happy. I wanna come to work happy, man.
Respectfully, 1,000%.
You know what I'm saying?
Respectfully.
I'm dealing with your hair, man. I'm dealing with who you are, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, personally, it's I take it more on a conscious level, like, yo, nah, this ain't gonna be it.
Yeah.
I'm not the one for you, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll be there this Wednesday.
Holla.
Yeah, I mean, there this Wednesday. I'm here in the building now because I start work again.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Why you say unfortunately, man? That's a blessing, bro.
No. You know what? Here's the thing. Yes. Okay. It's a blessing to have a job.
Yes.
Of course.
But no. You know what I mean?
Okay, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Like you said in the beginning of the pod, like you like your independence. For a long time, we've been like doing this shit just off the strength of like our like funds coming in and shit like that. And just doing it, you know what I mean? Like it felt like a freelance vibe, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you want it, you had to get it.
Right.
So I enjoyed that shit, you know what I mean? But like, a brother just needs some more money coming in right now, you know what I mean?
Man,
responsibilities, and then you want vacations.
You know what I mean? Take care of yourself.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? You want vacations, you want to travel somewhere, you know what I mean? I need some fun. So I just like, you know, let me suck it up, go back to work. So, you know what I mean? I got to come in and look right on my first day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing. You know the vibes.
Still a blessing, bro.
For sure. Mm-hmm. 1,000. Ron, man, I thank you for joining us, man.
Oh, man, thank you for having me, bro.
That was a vibe, bro.
Yeah.
I definitely was super nervous.
Now, you was nervous, but you lighted up, though.
Yeah, I did, man.
You
like, Thank God, bro. Yeah, bro. I'm saying I'm fucking up.
Yeah, nah, you good. Say what you saying.
Nah, I was just practicing in the car. Like, what are you gonna ask me, bro? I'm playing conversations off in my head. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna react like this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this. Nah,
that's crazy.
Now, I wonder if people do that shit too. Like,
oh yeah, they. I think they do.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
Yeah, it's uncharted territory for me.
No, 1,000%. 1,000%. Was we ever nervous when we first came into a studio vibe?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not even sure.
Was you nervous?
I don't know if I was that nervous. Because it's like, I don't even, because it's just nothing. Like, it's just like, I'm in a room with my friends.
Yeah,
I'm not even thinking about who's going to hear this after this goes out. I'm like, when you hear it, hear it. Yeah, I'm not going to even talk about it no more. Right, it's just out there. It's out there.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, that's just what it is. I think that's what it is. Like, what makes me more nervous than anything is like when we used to do like our lives on Instagram and shit. On IG. IG lives. And I know for sure. And when we do live shows in the future and shit like that, I'm definitely going to be like,
for sure,
a little bit nerve wreck for sure. So I definitely get it. That's you know what I mean? Because I think it's the perception of people like watching us,
yeah,
or
yeah,
like listening to everything we got to say and shit.
It's like public speaking, bro.
Exactly. Absolutely.
It is public speaking. What I'm saying.
1,000%. And I didn't take that course in college. So
I did. That shit scared the shit out of me, bro.
Yeah. I took a couple of those.
You took a couple of those too.
It's helped me.
It's
though.
Good though, it's man. You got to do it, man. Yeah. Like honestly, if you're scared of doing certain things, like this is good. Like I'm happy I did this because it's hard for me to get out of my shell sometimes. Yeah. A lot of people don't know who I am.
Right.
Like for real, they really don't know.
Yeah, because you on Instagram, you just.
Fuck this barbering. Yeah, that's it. You don't see. It. You might see one or two personal pictures of me, but that's it. You know what I'm saying? So for me to do this, I'm happy you extended and said, "Yo, come through, bro."
Nah, that's love. Nah, I appreciate you for supporting and always and you know what I mean. You know because you supported the last drop as well too. You know what I mean? So that's I appreciate fact, that. Man. Yeah,
we
appreciate
come out that. With more merch, man. It's
now,
well,
fire. Now listen.
Talk about.
Listen, I don't know.
What? Yeah, but, worry, man. Come on, man.
Yo, man. Yeah, we working.
We always working on something.
We always working on
something. That's just good, man. Yeah, man. A lot of people been asking me about it, too. The hoodie. Like, where you get that?
That's love. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's love. But, you know, it's expensive to like create clothes. So, like, we'll see what the vibes. You know what I mean? We'll see what the vibes. I like that jacket you got right there. That looks like some black ownership.
Yeah, Savant, man.
Oh, Savant. I knew I saw Savant. That shit.
Yes, sir.
Savant. Savant Studios in Best-Eye,
Best Eye, yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Savant.
Yes, sir.
We about to get the hell out of here. I don't think my aux cord works. Do you see her in there? It works? Let me see. All right, cool. I got Miles up in there. Shout out to Miles.
Shout out to Miles.
Shout out to Miles. Love you, bro.
Miles.
Nah, but yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Let's see what we should get out to, man. I don't know what I was listening to. I was listening to like some good music. What you listening to
I'm
right
listening
now?
Listening to that Benny, man. Put that Benny
Fat
on.
Fat Benny on?
That Butcher, right,
that's what I like. Yeah, I like that. What's your favorite song on that?
Thanksgiving is a good song. I like Thanksgiving.
All right, cool. We're going to play Thanksgiving.
That's,
get
his,
the hell
that's
out
actually his hit. Yeah, that's his single for the album.
It was. Yep.
Yo, Benny, man, I just plugged him, baby.
Oh, so what you saying? You about to cut Benny in?
Nah. I mean, shit.
We don't know.
Benny, yo, he said, yo, what's up? What's up,
Benny?
That's a fact.
Shit, imagine.
That'd be tight.
It can happen, man.
No, 1,000. Yeah, you put it into the universe. Put it into the universe. That's it right there. That's it, man. My son Ron about to cut Benny here, man.
That's
Benny
it,
the Butcher.
Man. Benny, holler at me, brother.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This for all the plugs I met. And the trenches, you can't forget the trenches too.
La música de Harry Fry.
Yeah, you anything like me, them hand-to-hand sales made you. I'm one of them hustlers, you gotta tell thank you. Got advice from my dog, I accept it cause it's love. He said we did the work, you giving too much credit to the plug. That was us on that corner, Montana and Genesee. When niggas couldn't sell it they self, they was hitting me. I was one call away, I pull up with the drugs with me. And you don't know the pressure, owing the plug 50. Got a jail call, he told me stay dangerous, take it easy. Was in the day room and couldn't believe he see me on TV. He spent money on his bitch every time he got work through. Cost 7 years and she only visited the first two. Damn, rappers in my genre wanna be me still. I'm too far ahead, it's easy to feel like I'm cheating when I read these deals.